proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. As we continue in our series about how God loves the Jewish people, we look at yet another example proving that God does indeed love the Jews. God demonstrated his love for the Jewish people by watching over them, being concerned for their well-being. He regarded the offenses that others committed against the Jews as though he himself had become the object of such injuries. As he said in the second chapter of Zechariah's prophecy, quote, "He that toucheth you," that is the Jewish nation, "he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his," God's eye. God continually concerns himself with the Jewish people. The writer of Psalm 121 proclaimed that, quote, "He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep," unquote. God's ears always remain open to the prayers of the Jewish people, and he will act to deliver them from their distress. Various Old Testament authors alluded to occasions when God intervened in history to protect individual Jews who relied upon that protection. As Hanani the seer pointed out in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, quote, "The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him," unquote. For example, God protected David from harm. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, David gave King Saul a couple of examples of what that protection involved. Quote, "The Lord that hath delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine," unquote. Referring, of course, to Goliath. After David ascended the throne of Israel, the author of 2 Samuel chapter 8 noted that, quote, "The Lord preserved David whithersoever he went," unquote. During the Babylonian captivity, God protected three young Jews by the names of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were threatened with imminent harm from King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. After they refused that monarch's command to bow down to his golden statue, an incident recorded in Daniel chapter 3, Nebuchadnezzar had the three young men tossed into a fiery furnace. After a while, the king peered into that furnace. When he did, he beheld four figures, observing that, quote, "the form of the fourth is like the Son of God," unquote. Nebuchadnezzar then had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego removed from the furnace, only to discover that they had suffered no physical harm. The Babylonian monarch would later exclaim, quote, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him," unquote. In a similar fashion, God protected the prophet Daniel from harm. This is revealed in an incident described in the sixth chapter of the book of Daniel. Daniel, for praying to God publicly, had violated an ordinance promoted by the king of Persia. That king's name was Darius. The penalty for Daniel's transgression was being cast into a den of lions. Though King Darius had sought to get around this particular regulation, he could not change it according to the law of the Medes and the Persians. Thus he had Daniel thrown into the den of lions. The morning after King Darius did that, he came to the lion's den and asked, quote, "Is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions?" Unquote. He heard a reply from within, Daniel speaking, saying, quote, "My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me," unquote. God not only protected individual Jews, but he protected the Jewish nation as well. In Exodus 14, for example, the Egyptian armed forces confronted the Israelites at the Red Sea. When that happened, according to Exodus 14, quote, "The angel of the Lord, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them," unquote. God intervened to defend his people from their foes. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.